is Desert Island Goals. I am Andy Heaton, back after a bit of a break. I'm joined for the latest one. I'm going to redo this intro again in a while. by Kev. You know what my first thought was? I'm sure you've done one of these before. It turns out you haven't.
No, I haven't. To be honest, I love listening to them. I listen to, obviously, listen to most Anfield rap shows, like, but whenever anyone's doing one, you always have the thought of, what would I pick? And it's one of them shows that does get you thinking, and it's nice to hear other people's, like, not. So sometimes they'll pick a goal that's like a massive goal or whatever, but sometimes they'll just pick a goal out of nowhere, and it's about how it sort of made them feel at the time, wasn't it? So I hear the sort of human side of the show when people do this as well.
Yeah, no, it's good. I was looking forward to this one. I mean, one of the reasons for the delay is we had to get it cleared by the lawyers to let you do a show like this.
Don't worry, I promise I'll keep this one relatively.
Oh, it's fine, you're all right. I think two of the goals are past the statute of limitations anyway, so you're all right. We're a similar age.
We are.
And the goals or slash events that you mentioned, we were there, but not together.
We knew each other. I don't think we were in the ground together.
No,
at the same time,
so really. We'll kick this one off. So for the first one was, I mean, we talk about the National Stadium in Wembley, and I'd argue that 90% of Liverpool fans, if they're given the choice between going between Cardiff or Wembley, they'd say Cardiff.
Yeah, 100%.
And for a couple of years, we really made ourselves home there, but not just with the stadium, with the city. And it was kind of almost at the point where you knew exactly where you were going, where everyone else would be. The locals were always sound with you. And we just had a great time. And it was at that period of both our lives where we were kind of late formative years, but yeah, you're still learning how to be a grown... Well, I'm still learning to be a grown up.
You and me both, mate. Yeah.
But those key years where you go from, like, I don't know, just like a young scal who's just, you know, just going there to, well, cause murder and one thing or the other, to like, this is what the football club's all about. Anyway, I'll let you lead with the first one, but...
So my first one is the first game we actually played down at Cardiff, and it was the Robbie Fowler goal against Birmingham to open the scoring, which was an absolute banger